This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. Yes, you do. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. More stuff coming this weekend. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some interesting IPs maybe coming. Oh, we got some equipment coming too. And if you joined our Discord and become a patron, you would know about the Golden Gauntlet. But we begin today with Sony PlayStation, because Game Informer did say that Sony is considering some price hikes due to tariffs, but the U.S. might not be affected in the price hikes. So they had their financial earnings report today, and it did include some information about the sales expectations for PlayStation and PS5 console sales. And it also had some information on how the company would deal with the U.S. President Donald Trump tariffs. And Sony is expecting the operating profit to rise 0.3% in the financial year ending in March. And that'd be an estimate that would include roughly $684 million from the tariff wars. Financial Chief Officer Lin Tao did tell investors in the company that they are considering passing on, that's a quote, the costs to the customers. And we've already seen some price hikes for the PlayStation 5 in Europe, Australia, and other places. But he didn't specify or specifically mention anything about the cost when it comes to passing the cost because of the tariffs. But he did talk about why PlayStation 5 didn't get a price hike in the U.S. while other countries did, saying that the console can be produced in the U.S., which would help to mitigate the tariff costs in association with manufacturing the console outside of the country. Now, PlayStation 5 did sell 2.8 million units from January through March, which does mark a 37% drop compared to the quarter in 2024. It did ship 18.5 million PlayStation 5s from March last year to March this year, which will bring the lifetime shipments to roughly 77 million. The operating profit for PlayStation fell to 12.5%. But it didn't fall to 12.5%, but just fell to 12.5%. And that was thanks to higher sales expectations due to the first-party releases. Now, Sony does expect PlayStation to increase by 16% this fiscal year. Why? Because of Bungie's Marathon coming on September 23rd and Ghost of Yoti on October 2nd. PlayStation is also publishing Kojima Productions' sequel Death Stranding 2 on the beach on June 26th. So we'll see what happens. Now, what games could actually be going to PlayStation later on? According to GameSpot.com, Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe got a new teaser. Now, this was revealed 3 years ago, and one of Hasbro's in-house video game developers was working on the game named Atomic Arcade, but now they showed their first look at Snake Eyes from the upcoming game. That was their post on X, where Atomic Arcade did say, quote, "We are hard at work on our game centered on Snake Eyes, the legendary ninja commando from G.I. Joe, we wanted to share a glimpse of awesome work our team is doing. Here's a peek of our Snake Eyes character model rendered in engine." And it does look really good looking at it, so we shall see what they do. By the way, I do apologize for the background noise. That is a lawnmower that's going on right now. So if you're taking a break from a video game, if you're doing some yard work, Mr. Kojima via rockpapershotgun.com was proposing a game where a protagonist could forget their abilities if a player takes a very long break. So it was on the recent episode of the Japanese radio show KOJ I-10, where he pitched a few ideas where he had games based around the time. And what he was saying is the best of it was a game where your character could gradually forget information if players took a long break from playing. So the End Games Network did report that this, quote, forgetting game, end quote, is where one of the players would have to, quote, play through quickly, end quote. So here's part of the report. In this concept, the main character gradually forgets important information and abilities if you take too long a break from the game. For example, if you don't play every day, the main character will gradually forget things such as, quote, how to fire their gun or what their job is, end quote. This forgetfulness builds up until finally the player is unable to move. Quote, players would have to take a week off of work or school to play it, end quote. Kojima laughs. End of report. So, would you play this? Or maybe you'd much rather play this. NBA 2K25 Season 7 has been revealed. And Season 7 will be available on Friday, May 16th. And it will feature the New York Knicks star, Jalen Brunson. It'll be featured for a player for the update. So far, Brunson has been one of the players that helped the Knicks out in their playoffs season run. We'll be talking about that in GQ too, most likely this week. But not only will he be getting an update, but my team will be getting an update too. With the Season 7, they'll be including a level 1 pink diamond Donovan Mitchell evolution card. That'll be evolved into a 99 overall dark matter. And the players that reach level 18 will receive a dynamic duo feature, a dark matter Jalen Brunson, the all-star pack, and Diamond Josh Hart, Mike Drop Pack. And with the W Online being the WNBA, Season 7 will be the season start to the WNBA season. And that would have some ways to earn some Gemini and Cancer tops, necklaces, rainbow-themed sleeves, the Atlanta Dream Ball and jersey, and a Candace Parker Game Changer jersey. And that would go with the opening night on May 16th. So people could also work on some new community goals, which would help with your XP. And you know they do tournaments, right? Like I said, if you got our Discord, you would already see this. Marble Snap, according to Snap Zone, marblesnapzone.com, says that there will be a Marble Snap tournament called the Marble Snap Golden Gauntlet. And their first event will begin Saturday, May 24th at 4 p.m. UTC. Now, within the show notes, there is a player registration link, and it's in our Discord too. So if you want in, there'll be a Google Forums, and there's where you will sign up. Now, there will be a total of 85 content creators and 175 community players participating in the event. Applications will close Friday, May 16th at 4 p.m. UTC, and that's where the players will be randomly drawn to participate. So for Play Marble Snap, not Rivals, Snap, you may have some fun there. Now let's get to some hardware. PC Gamer did say that there might be a new handheld, something to go with Linux gaming, and it's called the Zotac Zone. Now, they tried to put out a console, a handheld, back in September 2024, but instead of that, they decided to remake the entire thing before its release. Now, the advanced version may be announced at Computex next week, and I'll run an operating based on Manjaro Linux, where PC Gamer said that's according to video cards, and that's videocards.com. Once again, I do apologize for the lawnmowers out of my control. But what Video Cards did say about this was, quote, alongside the already announced Zone handheld, there will be an advanced model equipped with the AMD Ryzen AI9-HX370 APU running a new operating system based on Manjaro Linux. We'll see what happens with that, but that is not an Xbox. PureXbox.com did say that there's some discounts on the refurbished Series X and S consoles in some of the countries. So, that is mainly in the UK, and they are offering some discounts on the refurbished versions, bringing them from €400 to 210 euros, or down to 400 euros and 210 euros. So that is savings on 100 euros for the Series X and 90 euros on the Series S. I'm sorry I misspoke, but those are the real numbers. France will be having the similar sales as well. Also would be the US Walmart one, which is an Xbox Series S, which refurbished is $330. What could be played on that? Nintendo Life said that Square Enix is teaming up with the Japanese TV network, TBS, on a new IP. Now, TBS Television is not the one in the US. No, it's a Tokyo-based network that is responsible for some of the shows like Takeshi's Castle, Ultraman, and Sasuke, which is Ninja Warrior. And the network did establish TBS Games 2 years ago because they want to, quote, deliver the most impressive gaming experiences, end quote. And they did publish quite a few games on the franchises, including a 2024 Switch release called I Am Adventure Boy Ultimate Escape Island. So, according to the Square Enix financial report, the companies did confirm their partnership in a press release. So here's what they said, quote, as a new initiative, we are currently developing a new IP based on transmedia expansion in collaboration with an external partner company. Announced collaboration with TBS Television for the developing of a completely new original IP, end quote. So what will they make? Keep our eyes on it. Maybe we can keep our eyes on this too. If you play Minecraft, you can now get a saddle for your horse. Thanks, Eurogamer. Yes, you can. All in celebration of the movie. So, saddle up, y'all. This has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.